This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 162 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, you already know, we've been in our boat, we're flowing up the river of time, and we are getting to the end of the 1990s, our last 90s movie. And now, this one was not voted on by you guys. Something else was, but we had to sub it out for secret reasons. So we decided to plug in. We haven't done any Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, not the ones where he's the star. So we plugged in a little Hard Target. Now, this, of course, directed by John Woo, his English language film debut as a director. Alex, how long has it been since you've seen Hard Target?
Years. Because I remember, I said, oh, yeah, I told you a little smack last year. I was like, yeah, I remember. Yeah. All I remember was him on that damn bike. Because other than that, I don't know what the plot was. And I was like, this is a brand new damn movie from beginning to end. So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember much. I just remember how he looked in the movie with the mullet and everything. But I sure didn't remember. And I remember the fight at the car when he helps the girl. Other than that, I couldn't really remember this movie. So this was like a first time watch. And this review is going to be very interesting. I'm very torn on a lot of things about this movie, but I'm very excited to talk about them. So before we do that, let's go ahead and, of course, give you some Rotten Tomato scores. Not terrible, but not great. Hard Target sits at a 58% with critics.
That's not bad.
So it almost gets to the 60, which is fresh. It's just under. And in a rare case, an action movie, the critics liked it more than the audiences. It only has a 49% with audiences. Usually horror and action, I feel like the audiences like it better. And this one, not as much. But it doesn't matter what any of those people say, because me and Alex are about to give you our 2 cents on this 1993 John Woo film. Now, Alex, I brought up the IMDb page because I will be giving the names of characters because everyone in this movie has an incredible name. So first up, with our lead character played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, he is, of course, named Chance Boudreau. They tried to give him a very Cajun, French-sounding name, even though the man is like Austrian. He's not even Cajun, but that's okay. Chance Boudreau, what did you think of this character?
I loved it. I loved him. I thought he was good. Let me just tell you, there's things that warms my heart. If you go, hey, you want to win my heart? You just throw out some 90s action flick at me because I'm like, man, you just won my heart. And this character, he is suave, right? He's suave.
Sure.
He's a drifter.
He has a mullet.
Yeah, he has a mullet. He's a drifter. He has a long coat. I love long coats on characters. Don't know why. I love trench coats on dudes because it spices up the action when the dude has a long ass coat. Don't know why. The Crow had it and it was like, wow, he was good. Blade had it. He was excellent.
Blade and the Crow, they're like comic book characters. And then this normal guy has one.
Chance comes out with it. Some Bonbois, whatever his name was.
Chance Boudreau.
Yeah, Boudreau.
Yeah.
Loved it. He has the mullet. He doesn't talk much. He's a drifter, like I said. And every time he comes out, he had a cowboy theme behind him. And I loved it. And I said, yes. You remind me of John Carpenter's Vampire when he comes out?
Oh, James
And
Woods.
I loved it. And then when he does stuff, slow motion, baby. Everything is slow motion.
He runs. It's in slow motion.
One thing he did before I end my love for this character. One thing he did and bumped his ass to a 5 when he slapped the snake. He went.
And then he punched it. Well, he slapped it and then he punched it.
He slapped it and then he went. And I went, that's a 5. No one could slap a snake like Van Damme. And I'm telling you, that scene alone. And I said, this guy's dangerous. When you punch a snake in the face, you're dangerous. And you don't want to mess with a guy who punches snakes. So I gave Chance a 5.
Well, I'm going in a very opposite direction from you with this character. This character is awful. It's awful. Now, this is why I was going to say, this review is going to be tough for me. This movie's the definition of mixed nuts for me, right? you ever have a bowl of mixed nuts?
Yeah.
And then you get like the peanut or the almond, the ones you like. Yeah. But then they also have like cashews, like the ones you don't like. Yeah. That's this movie. This movie is mixed nuts. Here's what I'm saying, though. I think Jean-Claude Van Damme is really good in this movie. Mm-hmm. I think he's good. I like him in the role. He's not a good actor. Let's call it what it is. He can't act. Anytime he talks, bad. But we don't watch this kind of movie for acting. We're watching it for his skill and screen presence and martial arts skills. Top of the line. I think he's great in all the action scenes. Well, the ones that are him, because you can very clearly see the stunt double. the part where he's running through the thing at the end, just running into like the warehouse. It's not him. It's not him. It's some other guy. He's like, I'm not going to run today. Get the other guy to come run
this
for me.
This is a harsh challenge for me.
I'm not jumping over this barrel. Get the other guy. You know, so it's like, but when it's him, he's really good. Here's why this character sucks. There's nothing. I'm scoring purely the character. There's nothing. What is he? He's literally a drifting guy who works on a boat sometimes, but owes $217 to the union, so he can't go to work. And he tells the guy, I get the money. And then he helps this girl try to find her missing dad because he saved her life the day before. I have a lot of stuff to say in regards to that. And that's it. There's no backstory. He's just a guy. Why is he such an incredible fighter? Nobody knows. Why does he know as much as he knows? Nobody knows. Does he have any kids? I don't know. Does he have a wife? I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than he works on a boat sometimes and he owes his union dues. So it's a two. It's not a good, strong character. It's not like, oh man, I want to see a lot of Chance Boudreau movies. He's not funny. He doesn't. All he does is do action scenes good. So while Van Damme probably get like a 4 or 5, Chance Boudreau, I gotta give him a 2. He's no good. I don't know nothing about him. Nothing about him. He's cool, I guess. That's the 2 points. He's kind of cool. Okay, beautiful main talent. Villain. Now, this is, of course, played by the great Lance Henriksen, and his name is Emile Fauchon. Emile Fauchon. So what do you think about Emile Fauchon?
Oh, Emile is a 5. Oh, it is a good meal. Let me just tell you, he is good in the villain role. Very menacing. This dude is, I mean, the plot, look, the plot of the movie is what makes Emile and the henchmen's work, okay? Yeah. And the henchmen in this movie were way better than what we saw in Die Hard 5 and Part 4. So that I will say, and this is a 93 movie, but we have a young-ass Imhotep.
Imhotep is there with hair.
With hair this time. Semi-hair, but still. This is his like afterlife version before he gets reincarnated again. But I liked it. I liked him a lot. He was very, very, he went up against the hero, which he gives us a plus, right? He shoots people in the face. He tells his minions to do this horrible stuff to people. And what more can you ask for? You got Bishop. You got Imhotep. Like, what more do you got? You got a
guy with the bow and arrow gun. It's not a crossbow. It's just a gun that shoots arrows.
Yeah. So pretty like, cool. But if you really look at it, it reminded me of that other Van Damme movie, which I hope we do it on the Van Damme month on this show, called Cyborg. Because it's kind of the same, right? Like the same type of people in the movie. And I like Cyborg from what I remember. And it's coming out with a 4K, I think. I believe it's coming out with a 4K. So I can't wait for picking that up. But look, honestly,
Cyborg's not on the list, but we can always update it.
We can do a bonus disc, a bonus episode. But yeah, like in terms of like villains, I'm going to be 100% honest. I know we goofed around with the lead character, which I still liked them a lot. But
sure. Yeah, it's your score. Yeah.
I think the main villain was strong in this movie, so I gave him a 5. He was really menacing.
Yeah, I won't be going opposite of you this time. I think Lance Henriksen's character, at least he's a character. Like, there's things to him. You know, he's a guy who, okay, this is great. So he essentially, I don't know, you ever seen the movie Surviving the Game with Ice-T? Another 90s movie? Okay, there's a movie called Surviving the Game. It stars Ice-T and Rutger Hauer, and it's based off an old story from like the 20s, I think, called The Most Dangerous Game. And The Most Dangerous Game is about a guy who hunts another guy. He like hunts people. This is like a very loose adaptation of that story. So that's why it's called Hard Target. The plot is basically Lance Henriksen, people pay him a lot of money to find some bums that they can hunt and kill. That's what he does. He has a little shotgun that only holds one bullet at a time.
Yeah, that makes
no sense. So stupid. But, oh my gosh, his performance is great. It's like really over the top, but like in a Lance Henriksen way. You know how it's like, it's over the top, but it's still kind of understated. I don't know if that makes sense, but it is. It's his version of chewing scenery, and I really loved it. He is awesome. And at least, like I said, his character has a character to him. Like, whereas Chance is just some guy, this guy seems evil, and he has henchmen, and he does his own dirty work. You're right. We always give extra credit for people who actually, like, the last guy who fights Van Damme is him. You know, he's the last one standing. Does he put up a huge fight? No, but he does what he can, and he's there, right? And he'd be shooting people. So I gave him a 5, too. He is a really, really 90s villain.
Yes.
He really is. Like, he is a full-blooded 1990s, and this is early 90s, too. So it was, I enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed watching Imhotep. Imhotep was great. If he was the main villain, I probably would have gave the same score. Because he was scary. He'd just be showing up, talking all nice with his accent, and he blows you away.
Yeah, the shotgun scene was good.
Oh, yeah, in the car? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, combined, a 5, easily. All right, now, action scenes.
This action scene was so delicious. I mean, this is when you go to a steakhouse and you order the best freaking steak there is.
Tell me about it.
This is it. This is a 5, bro. Right. This is the woo-woo steak. I'm telling you. This
the woo-woo the steak.
Woo-woo steak. Let me tell you, this woo-woo steak was delicious. It's a 5, bro. It is so good. And there's a reason why John Woo is a legend in action. Now, we don't have him no more doing action movies. I don't know why. I don't know if he did an action movie. To be honest, I don't follow his work.
He went back to Asia and did some like stuff there. In China.
Yeah, he should come back to the United States and teach us some a little bit more on action because, Jesus, we're going to be up to like Expendables 10 and it's still going to be the same stuff.
He should do Expendables 5.
He should. The Woo Woo movie, filmed by Woo Woo. Yeah, look, the sequences were very well done, very 90s. I love the fight scene in the beginning where he puts the girl in the car and those thugs came to try to take her money.
Oh, yeah. To take her wallet and then rape her in the middle of the street in the broad daylight.
He whooped that ass all over the place when I liked it. You got the Van Damme kicks, slow motion, multiple angles. Loved it. The sequences with the motorcycles were very well. Reminded me a lot of Mission Impossible 2. That the driving sequence. It reminded me a lot of the Ethan Hunt scene, if you remember. Very, very great with the motorcycle. So you could tell his craft is there. Very John Woo, iconic John Woo, back to back with the villain and hero behind the wall. And they're changing their guns and then they start shooting. Did it in Face Off. They did it here. I believe they did it also in Mission Impossible. I don't remember. Oh, was it when he was getting the Chimera? When him and the other guy were shooting?
Chlamydia?
Or whatever it was? Yeah, right? Like, I think it was. Anyway, I thought the action sequences were very good. The endings were awesome. The ending was, I'm going to be honest with you, it puts me a smile in my face when I watch 90s action movie because it's so campy and cheesy and it doesn't take itself, it tries to be serious, but we all know because of that decade, it doesn't have that much technological advancements that we have now with like the new movies. So it's just fun. And Van Damme, I mean, anyone can say whatever they want. He's a horrible actor or whatever. But he was a damn entertaining dude with his kicks. I'm going to be honest with you. I was all up in it. So a 5. I thought it was great.
Listen. Listen to me. I'm going to come close to the microphone. Listen to me. This movie has it all.
As far as action goes, look, John Woo. Okay, first, let's start with John Woo as a director.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak English, not his first language. I'm sure he maybe learned some English. You know, he's going to direct this movie, but not his first language. He came from, this was after, of course, like Hard Boiled and The Killer. A couple of great Chow Yun Fat, you know, Hong Kong action films. Great. This movie has all the staples of a John Woo action movie. You got tons of slow-mo. Tons of slow-mo. You got random ass white doves flying around for no reason. Why is this dove here? I don't know, but it's a John Woo movie, so you know it's going to be flapping its little wings in slow motion. And you here's why I like 90s action. I know what you said about 90s action. It's not wrong. But the reason I like it is because there is no CGI. So it's literally just people jumping around, jumping off of cars, standing on motorcycles, catching on fire. You know what I mean? Like, there's no... it's practical. So even though it's like over the top, this movie's, the action's over the top. I love so much of it though. I mean, I laugh at the snake part. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
But I love the motorcycle scene. I love that whole from where the guy comes on the motorcycle and he does that flying karate kick and kicks him off the bike. And some of the hits in this were brutal. Like they did a good job of making it look like he was really kicking people really hard.
Yeah.
Even the part where he throws that guy and he slides on the floor into the pole and he hits his face. Like it looked like that dude hit his face really hard. But the scene. Okay. First, the surfboard motorcycle scene. Iconic. Iconic. Yeah. This guy's surfing down a motorcycle right at a truck, crashes into it, jumps right over it, shoots the truck, blows up. Everything explodes. Yeah. Awesome. He goes, yo! He celebrated his victory. He literally goes, yo! It was amazing. Then, my favorite, this dude, this big dude is like, for some reason, he's mad at these pigeons. He looks up, he starts shooting the pigeons. Bad guy's shooting the pigeons. And all these little feathers start falling down. He's looking up and he looks down. And who's there? Chance Boudreau standing right in front of him. He's like, hey, he says something with an accent. Yeah. He kicks a gas can in the air, punts it at the guy, shoots it in midair, and the guy gets blown off the motorcycle through the wind. I mean, you can't. Who thought of this stuff? John Woo. It's so over the top. It's glorious. There's so many explosions, gunshots, karate. It's got everything. A 5 is what it gets. It gets an absolute 5. Give it a 6 if I could, but the action is extremely well directed. Don't get it twisted. John Woo didn't make a bunch of great movies. Like movies on the whole, but his action is second to pretty much none. He's one of the goats of all time, in my opinion, as far as action directing. 5. All right. Maybe we come back down to earth a little bit. Storyline.
All right. Storyline. I'm going to be really honest with you. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought the storyline was actually really good. It wasn't no over the top 90s storyline, a stupid ass storyline. I actually thought it worked. You paid the villain. The villain was getting these like military homeless people that they have no families to hunt them, pretty much. It was like a hunting game for them. And you just pay like $500,000, depending on what their clients want, whether if it was a black person, Chinese person, like whatever. But the plot of the movie is they got the wrong person that had a family. The daughter comes in because it's a missing case. And then that's how the whole movie just goes on. I liked it. To be honest with you, I thought it worked very well. Some 90s movies, it wouldn't not work well, but I think the way John Woo directed this movie, it actually flowed. I'm going to be honest with you. It flowed, and it worked for me. I don't know about you yet, but it worked for me. So I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline, to be honest with you.
All right. We're going again. I'm going the opposite direction here. I don't think the storyline's great. Now, I think the use of, again, the most dangerous game, I think that's a really cool story. You know, a guy who hunts other people and it's the ultimate hunt, you know, because it's not an animal and it could think it's another man. All right, that's cool. And if it was a straight up adaptation of that where they were just hunting Van Damme the whole movie, I think that might have been even more awesome. But it takes about 45 minutes. What, 40. I checked. I clicked on the thing. It takes about 40 minutes for you to really know what's going on with this story. Because the whole first 40 minutes is this girl shows up, her dad, you don't know who that guy is at the beginning. Then you kind of figure out it's her dad. And then it takes a while for you to figure out what exactly, like that he was being hunted by these guys. Like they introduce characters, but you don't really, like it's not explained what's happening until around 40 minutes. And then you're like, oh, okay, these guys find bums. And then they go and these rich people hunt them. And then it's okay. And then, you know, the last hour, it makes sense. But then after you figure that out, the last like 30 minutes is pretty much just a big action scene. There's like no plot really. So it's a little thin for me. It does make sense. I agree with you there. Like it doesn't have too many holes. It just takes a while to get going. And then once it gets there, it just turns into an action extravaganza. So it's almost like they had to have a plot to make a movie, but really they just wanted to shoot action scenes. That's how I kind of look at it. So the story's not great to me. I've seen this same storyline done better in other films. And also, I think it was really... I'll save that for... No, I'll put it in storyline. They did a terrible representation of New Orleans. Like, this place is... For one, this girl's like getting robbed and almost raped in her car on the middle of the street in the middle of broad daylight. And then number two, the black guy, the hobo... He gets shot in the middle of a crowded street. Nobody does nothing. Nobody calls the cops. No, it's like, what is this? And I think maybe John Woo's just like, I don't really know about America, so I don't know what happens here. It was almost like the Wild West. You know what I mean? Like, it was just anything goes. It made New Orleans look like a total terrible place. And maybe in 1993 it was. I was only 6 years old. I don't know. but not a great representation of the city, in my opinion. So only a 2 for me. I don't think it's great. It's there. I feel like the plot exists to move it from action scene to action scene. But that's just my opinion. Okay, overall.
I enjoyed this movie a lot, and it brought back a lot of memories of me as a kid. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I had this movie on VHS, and I think if I go to my mom's house, I think I still have the VHS. I'm gonna hunt for it now when I go to the house, when I see my mom. Yeah, I want to see if she still has it. But I warped the crap out of that video. Let me just tell you, this was my joint, and I still like it, and I still will rewatch it again. I think it has great replay value. To be really honest with you, it's not dull. It's not boring. Maybe to some people it is, but to me it wasn't boring because the villains were really good. Van Damme was really good leading the movie. To be honest with you, I had fun with it. John Woo did a great job with this movie, to be honest with you. I loved it. I want to see Hardboiled and the other one that he did, The Killers.
Oh, yeah, you got to see him, The Killer.
So for me, I gave the overall 4. I didn't give it a perfect, but I think a 4 works. I think this is a great movie. And I would just like to add, before Nate goes in, the 4K transfer for this movie is fantastic. So for those of you out there have not picked it, it has a great sound and the picture quality is clear as day. And I like that. You can see the difference between the Blu-ray and the 4K in these Kino Lorber. I think this is Kino Lorber, right?
Yeah,
so they did a great job on the restoration of Hard Target. So I can't wait to see if they do more action movies up for their titles. But other than that, yeah, I gave it a 4.
They might be, with that new Paramount deal, they might be doing some action stuff. I mean, this was Universal, so they, you know, licensed this out from Universal. I agree with you. Just real quick note on the 4K, it looks great. I don't think it has HDR, but it doesn't need it. It's not that kind of movie. Mm-hmm. It just looks really nice. The film grain is really fine, colors and it pop. Looks good. Yeah, it looks great. So this is one of those movies that, despite its issues, okay, this is an absolute blast, and I had a great time. Now, there are movies that are like this, where it's like, okay, sure. If I'm being critical, I didn't think the lead villain was good. If I'm being critical, which, you know, we are, we're reviewing it, I didn't think the story was good. But gosh darn it, it has a great villain. Jean-Claude Van Damme is great on screen. He's just not playing a great character. It has amazing action. It goes by. It's only an hour and 40 minutes. It goes by like super fast. It's like over by the, right when you start it. My brother walked out about mid-movie, and he's like, what in the world are you watching? Because he walked out at the snake part. Yeah. And he punches the snake, and he's like, this is stupid. And I was like, you know what? You're not wrong. That is really stupid. But it, for me, it crosses the line of like, it's so stupid that I love it. Like, yeah, okay, it's dumb. It's implausible. A lot of stuff crazy happens. But it is a blast to watch. I'm right there with you. I gave it a 4. I think the movie, not everything is, you know, an Oscar-winning script and incredible, you know, acting. I would say most of the acting is bad. The girl is terrible. Van Damme can't talk good. Wilford Brimley is doing some horrible Cajun accent. It's really bad. But the villains are good. Lance Henriksen is good. Arnold Vosloo is solid. So, yeah, it's not. I'm not here for high art. I'm here to be entertained. And this movie is beyond entertaining. So a solid 4 for me as well. What's your total?
My total points is a 23 out of 25. Now, one thing I would like to add is everything we both said is spot on. This is this movie's an action movie junkie movie. If you're here to like pick this movie and you're going to nitpick all over it, don't buy it, to be honest with you, because honestly, I cannot see people loving this movie. But if you're one of those that lived through the 90s era of action, speed, all that, this movie's for you, man. I'm telling you, I think you guys will have a great time. The soundtrack is really good. It reminds me of a John Carpenter, like Escape from like Vampires type movie.
Graham Revel did the music. He's good. It's good. Yeah. The music is good. I like the score.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. 23 out of 25.
I love the point you made there. This is an action movie lover's action movie.
Yeah.
Through and through. This is not, you know, some of my scores may be a little bit more critical, which is fine, you know, like from that approach. But to be honest, at the end of the day, if you love action movies, this is a must own. Get the 4K. It's great. I gave it an 18. But again, it's like an 18 that I could recommend this movie so hard to anyone who loves action movies. Would I tell my mom to watch this? Absolutely not. But what I tell all my friends who I know love action movies, oh, 100%. I'll tell them, go buy it right now. So yeah, 18 out of 25, but a great time. I loved it. All right, so that is Hard Target. Our last 90s movie, go out with a bang, literally, because this movie has, my brother was working, and he's like, all I hear is gunshots. And for like 10 minutes straight, I'm like, that's all that's been happening. Just shooting guns for 10 minutes. It's fantastic. That wraps up the 90s. So here we go. Next week, we are moving on. We're going into June. So it's time to start a new franchise and a new decade. We will be going to the Roger Moore James Bond films. Our next episode will be Live and Let Die. I've never seen. And then starting the 2000s off with a little bit of my man, Dwayne Johnson. And Peter Berg, a director we've discovered we like here on this podcast. Deepwater Horizon, other movie we did of his. I forget which one it was. The Kingdom, yep. Kingdom, a little Peter Berg early on action with the Rundown. I haven't seen The Rundown in forever.
I never saw it.
I remember loving this when I first saw it. Like, I loved it. I think I saw it like twice at the theater. So I haven't seen it in years. This is early Rock when he wasn't so jacked yet. And Stifler's in it. And Rosario Dawson, pretty hot. And directed by Peter Berg. So a little bit of adventure action going on. And that's the 2000s. And then we'll keep going up the river to the 2000s.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, the movies that are coming up for the 2000s, again, I'm going to release the schedule for the podcast on June 1st. It's going to be up on the website and in our, and in our Instagram page. So again, you guys follow
it. We got like a action adventure, an action, I guess, sci-fi. An action comedy, and then we have a straight up like historical. So The Rundown, V for Vendetta, Gladiator, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That's a fun month and a good mix. Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah, it's pretty good for those of you out there. So we gave a lot of action, different genres of action in this month. So again, you got a little bit of history with the Gladiator, Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix. Then, of course, you got Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Brad Pitt and Angelina. And then, of course, you got Natalie Portman and my man Hugo in V for Vendetta. And then, of course, The Rock and Stifler. So
Stifler!
Yes. With that said, guys, if you want to follow Nate over on Instagram, please follow him on Nate Flix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nate Flix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for our video versions of the podcast. Right now, we're up to episode 83, I believe, is The Mummy Returns. That is the latest one there. And of course, if you want to follow everything that we do, go to our YouTube channel, go to our website, official website, to www.geeksandflix.com, where you have everything there from schedules for our podcast for the month, so you can see what is going to be released within the month. And then, of course, you get to see what online shows that we have every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can see what's coming up for the month for that also. So again, www.geeksandflix.com. Other than that, that's your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.